This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Hello everybody, a warm welcome. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, once again. Tuesday evening, just gone 10 o'clock. Hope you've had a lovely day so far today. As ever, lots of ridiculous things happening here on these airwaves for the next couple of hours. We'll have celebrity birthdays, we'll have our roving reporter, we'll have Prediction Master, we'll have an intense debate on the Twitterverse. You lovely Legend listeners have been getting involved in something on social media in the run-up to the show as well. It's not track suggestions today, it relates to the holidays. There are an awful lot of ridiculous holidays on the 23rd of April. I don't know what it is about this date, but there's a lot of them. I'll be sharing those with you after our opening track, and I'll explain why this is our opening track in due course. Always enjoy listening to this. Here's Jamiroquai.
With a sunshine smile upon my face, my friends are close at hand. In all my head of visions have disappeared without a trace. I'm mad, oh, I found somebody who I can rely on. This is the return of the space cowboy. It's a plan that's every good vibes on. Stay at the speed of Jiva. Maybe I have to get high to get by. Hey, I got that Chiba Chiba vibe.
FM.
Jamiroquai and Space Cowboy getting us going musically. Bit of a mellow start there. There's the dancey version of Space Cowboy. That was the original, slightly more mellowed up one from JK and Jamiroquai and all that. Gubbins. Yes, it's me, Ben, with you now until midnight, so keep it here on 98.0, as you know, in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Also available on Smart Speaker and the video feed into the studio available on Mixcloud as well. So, yeah, feel free to get involved in so many different ways. Fantastic. Now, that was appropriate because of the ridiculous holidays that occur today. And like I said, there are an awful lot of them. So I will share some of them with you. But the reason I started off with Space Cowboy is, on the 23rd of April, it is Impossible Astronaut Day. Don't really know why I haven't done exhaustive research to find out what that's all about, but it's Impossible Astronaut Day. So, you know, enjoy that, and enjoy, if you're an astronaut, being impossible on the 23rd of April. I will find out why and let you know more about that in due course, but slightly worryingly, all throughout the 23rd of April as well, it's, and why does this have to be international? But it is 23rd of April, genuinely International Nose Picking Day. I know what you're thinking, you could have picked a better one than that. Yes, those are the video feed. Well, I think I've got a reasonable nose, but it's up to you to decide. International Nose Picking Day. How that's a thing, I'm not entirely sure. Why that's a thing, I'm not entirely sure. Far more appropriately and far more excitingly for many, on the 23rd of April, it is also Lovers Day. So, all you lovers out there, enjoy that. Yeah, that's, I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just saying, enjoy Lovers Day. You've got a couple of hours left to enjoy it in the correct 24-hour period. Right, let's leave that there. Let's get some more music on. There's plenty more ridiculous holidays. I've barely got started. I've decided I need more music. But, yeah, there's loads. It's insanity. Anyway, more coming after this from Manson that's still linked to Impossible Astronauts. This is Wide Open Space.
Yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Manson and Wide Open. Because the 23rd of April is Impossible Astronaut Day. Before I go any further, a huge hello to massive friend of the show. I don't mean massive in terms of dimensions of the person. I mean, he has been fantastic to this show over the years. He's a regularly sized human being. But I'd like to say a big hello to Mr. Eddie Bushell, who's shown dedication tonight. He messaged me earlier and said, I haven't heard your show for a while. I'm going to be tuning in as long as the ship Wi-Fi allows it. That tells you the excitement that he's on board a cruise. He's a fabulous singer, Mr. Eddie Bushell, and he's currently on his way to Valletta. I've been reliably informed, due to arrive tomorrow morning. And for reasons only known to Eddie, he's decided to tune in tonight on the ship. Ship Wi-Fi notoriously unreliable, but hopefully you'll get a stable signal, Eddie, and manage to last until midnight here, whatever the time there where you are is. It can be weird on ships. I remember doing a cruise that went to Russia and we kept gaining an hour, and then they gave them all back on the last night, and you sort of had to go back 4 hours. It was a bit crazy. But yeah, anyway, fantastic stuff. Eddie's there. And we'll be in Malta tomorrow. And amazingly, the magic of the internet means his wife has also recently been in touch as well, Naomi, I think. Although I can't find her post. I just had a notification that she'd just made a comment on Facebook. And now I can't see any proof, any evidence. Well, that could have been exciting and has now become slightly bizarre. It says Naomi Bushell commented on my, there it is. There it is. Wow, I'm just reading and amusing myself. It can't be exciting for the rest of the listeners. But, thanks, Naomi, for commenting on social media. I'll elaborate as to what the heck is going on when we get to the appropriate time. Because there are other ridiculous holidays to tell you about on the 23rd of April. Yes. It's Impossible Astronaut Day and International Nose-Picking Day. But of course, as I'm sure you're well aware, it's English Language Day. I'm glossing over St. George's Day because there's so many others. But yes, it's English Language Day. It's Lover's Day, which we've talked about. Excitingly for me, having always been a bit of a film buff, it is also Movie Theatre Day. That's brilliant. Well worth a trip to the cinema to celebrate Movie Theatre Day. And we will be doing that in some form or another throughout tonight's show. Also, on the 23rd of April, it is National Picnic Day. Just when you thought the holidays were coming to an end, oh no, we're only just over halfway. It's also Spanish Language Day. It's also Take a Chance Day. Yep. Have we not got any other kind of jingles or celebratory music? No. All right. Okay. Take a Chance Day. It's also Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Verily it is, forsooth. And as many of you will be aware, starting yesterday, going right through to next Sunday, all week in fact, it is National Coin Week. Why do we have that? National Coin Week. Pointless. Except for metal detectorists out there. and people that enjoy coins. And of course, most importantly, above all other holidays, because it lasts for the 30 days of April, yes, it's National Sports Eye Safety Month. It was all going so averagely, and then that happened. National Sports Eye Safety Month. So, Why do we have that in April? What? Who started that? Who said, you know what, we're going to make people aware of, and not just for a day or a week in April, it's going on for a month. Watch your eyes when playing sports. Does anybody recklessly play sports and cause danger to their eyes? I'm thinking, I don't know, darts players, ice hockey players, people who do fencing. I don't know, I'm trying to think many sports where it's a particular risk to your eyes. Snooker, if you're down at the table level and it bounces, I don't know. Ah, dear. But, yeah, anyway, National Sports Eye Safety Month happens every April. Keep your eyes safe when playing sports. Oh, yes. Now, what has been brilliant from you lovely leg-end listeners is I put a request out on social media. Yes, for weeks I have asked the lovely leg-end listeners to suggest tracks that would be appropriate to the holidays that occur, and then we have a permeating theme throughout the show. But with it being movie theatre day, and I've done a game like this before, but not for probably over 18 months on this show, I thought it would be fun to test people's film knowledge and ability to be hilarious, and I put out this challenge. You can change one letter in a film title. How different a film would we end up with? And I have to say, my listeners are very amusing. So there are some excellent examples on social media in the run-up to this show. Thank you so much to everybody that's replied. As every always, seems to catch the imagination when you give people the opportunity to go crazy with movie titles, and some of them have done very well. Remember the criteria, though. You can only change one letter to a different letter. And I think everybody's kind of got the brief, got the memo, done it successfully. So not straight away, because I don't want to exhaust them early on in the show. I'm going to share with you. Well, let's do one that was one of my favourites. Actually came from Ron Wilmot, friend of the show. Thank you, Ron, for this. Very much enjoy this. You can only change one letter in a movie title and imagine how different a plot it would end up being. Beverly Hills Cow. Eddie Murphy is a dairy farmer. Yes. Goes down to Rodeo Drive, sells his milk, and struggles with it. Ah, oh, dear. Axel Foley. Yes. Fantastic. Beverly Hills Cow. Well, he played a donkey in Shrek. It's not that much of a stretch, is it? But I've enjoyed that. That is very good. That's the level we should be aiming for, I feel. Beverly Hills Cow. More will be shared later on, but probably not for a good half hour or so, just to whet your appetite. Remember, if you want to get involved and you haven't done already, Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio are the pages on Facebook, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. As ever, of course, there is an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse that is also movie-related, but not name changes of movies. So if you want to look at that before I talk about it at 11 o'clock, have a sneak peek at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. So, yes, do drop me a line. Do find me on Facebook and find the post asking for letter changes in a movie title. And I'll be sharing some more with you later. Beverly Hills Cow. That would have been good. Da, 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 da. I've got milk and you want it. No, it doesn't stretch that far. Okay, excitingly, we'll be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, in about 10 minutes' time, who's been out today enjoying some food in the open air, as far as I'm aware. You'll probably guess why if you hark back to the ridiculous holidays of today, why that could possibly be appropriate. Amazing results in the football. Arsenal taking on Chelsea today. As a Liverpool fan, I was hoping Chelsea might snatch a draw or something like that, but Arsenal, very, very dominant, it's fair to say. So good for them. Congratulations, Gunners. 5-0, that's ended up. Amazing, amazing result. And also 5-0, I believe, Leicester versus Southampton, which is all but guaranteed Leicester's return to the Premier League, which I think financially they need with the threat of points deductions against them as well. Yeah, so great stuff. Now we're going to get some more music on. And then we're going to do all kinds of things for the next hour and 38 minutes. So don't go anywhere, whether you're on a cruise ship, whether you're in Norfolk, whether you're in Kent, whether you're in various places all over the UK that I know my lovely Leg End listeners hail from. Stay right where you are. Thank you so much to everyone that gets involved. Always appreciative. And right now, we need another Impossible Astronaut-related track. So here's Space with Me and You versus the World.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, and that was Space, Me and You versus the World. I have now done exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Leg End listeners, and found out why it's called Impossible Astronaut Day on the 23rd of April. Certainly not what I was expecting. Just got to clear my throat. Apologies. It's to do with Doctor Who. It celebrates the day in 2011 where the first episode of the sixth season was aired in the United Kingdom. Obviously, sixth season since it came back in 2005. Whovians, don't go crazy at me screaming at your radios and say, what about all those years before? Of course, I'm aware of that. I'm looking at an entry online. Yes, Yeah, and the episode was titled The Impossible Astronaut. I do now remember watching that episode. So, yes, 2011, that started, and Impossible Astronaut Day has been celebrated on the 23rd of April ever since. So there we go. I wonder what actual number of series that is. I will investigate that as well. Is there a longer-running sci-fi show? Don't think so. Star Trek, but had breaks, didn't it? Well, yeah, still, Doctor Who, incredible longevity, incredible popularity. Chuty Gatwa, his series going to be released very, very soon. So, yeah, excitement building. That's why it's Impossible Astronaut Day. Well, we're about 5 minutes away from speaking to Scott Fish, which is always very exciting. And I will whet your appetites and tell you, of course, back at the top of the show, I talked about the fact that the 23rd of April is also National Picnic Day. No, we don't need the... Don't need the fanfare there. National Picnic Day. And it's upsetting for the end of April. You're kind of hoping that spring has sprung and the weather has turned and it's kind of getting nicer. You could sit out in parks with food and eat it in the open air. But I think it's fair to say it could be a bit of a struggle at the moment. Certainly very chilly still at night, isn't it? Don't panic. It's supposed to turn in about a week's time, I think. 7 or 8 days, and then it's going to get at least 5 degrees warmer at night. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Yeah. We'll all be cursing in August when it's 38 degrees and we want it to be cooler again. Still, yes, it is supposed to be a bit warmer by this time next week, I believe. So something to look forward to. Plenty of great tracks still to look forward to. Plenty of great features still to look forward to. And if you enjoy our roving reporter, don't go anywhere, because one more track and he will be on. Now, I did also share with you at the top of the show that the 23rd of April is Lover's Day. Just going to leave that there again, slightly awkwardly, but still. To celebrate that musically, we're now going to hear from Kylie, and then it's Scott Fish.
Dance. It's all I want to do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby, it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire.
Phoenix FM.
Kylie Minogue then, and All the Lovers. Now remember, it's the 23rd of April, it's National Picnic Day, and we're going to go over to the one and only Scott Fish.
Phoenix 98 FM.
And without further ado, hello Scott Fish.
Hello Ben, how are you?
I'm very good. How the devil are you, Scott?
I've had a lovely week of roving.
Fantastic. Well, of course, National Picnic Day. I'm hoping you're not still out there because it's very cold now, but I'm guessing in the middle of the day you could have some kind of a lunch that's acceptable al fresco.
Do you know what, Ben? I'll tell you, this has not been a great day weather-wise for National Picnic Day.
No.
Where we've been has been a little bit blustery, and I won't lie, a little bit rainy.
Oh, dear. Well, I was hoping you'd managed to entice many people to get involved, source some amazing catering from somewhere, put your rugs down, put some sort of covering or awning over yourself and got some shelter and enjoyed a great picnic with loads of people. And you've got lots of stories to tell us, Scott.
Absolutely, Ben, yeah. I mean, obviously, when you set me the challenge to rove around World Picnic Day, it seemed the obvious choice to really see if we could, in Brentwood, set up the largest picnic in the world. Verified by the Guinness World Record people.
Well, hang on, this has got very exciting. The largest in the world? I would imagine over the years there's been a picnic with nigh on hundreds of people attending it somewhere.
Nigh on hundreds? No, there's, well, that's more than 800s, isn't it? Nigh on hundreds, you say it in a quite weird way, but yeah. No, it was actually, the record was, I'm just going to put that out there now.
Yeah.
It was set, actually, right back in 2009, Ben.
Right.
In Portugal, 22,232 people.
Hang on, this is incredible.
22,232 people.
I'm about to be very impressed, Scott, because you said the record was 22,000.
The record has stood for 15 years.
I don't know of a venue or a park big enough in Brentwood to hold more than 20,000 people that would let you do it at relatively short notice, Scott.
I mean, that's the challenge that you set me as a roving reporter.
Well, I didn't ask you to break any records. I thought you'd just go and have a picnic with someone and talk to you about it.
Do something wonderful with picnics. And by goodness me, when you say that, Ben,
yeah,
except for the times where I've got it quite wrong, I absolutely set out to do what you want me to do. Now, I have to say, you have picked up on a few issues there. Just sort of venue-wise, it has been quite tricky.
Yeah.
I was sort of looking at the Sainsbury's car park. Turns out the Sainsbury's people were quite adamant that it really was like over 22,000 was going to be against regulations.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, look, I'll buy some Taste the Difference things. Other supermarket brands
now,
are available.
Don't get into trouble with this again, Scott, because you tried to call yourself Scott Sainsbury's once, didn't you? And we had all those advertising standards issues, so do remember that. Yeah.
I've got a long and storied history with many, many supermarkets.
Yeah.
But yeah, and obviously that was one of the issues. Finding over 22,000 people who were free and available, really, just today, you know, when it's been a working day.
But that's not the sort of event that's not the numbers you can sort out on the day, is it? You've got to give people a bit of notice for something like that.
You are finding issues that really didn't occur to me till quite late on, actually, Ben. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, apart from anything else, getting people to the park where the attempt was going to take place was going to be difficult. I actually had to, you know, with Phoenix FM's budget, organise over 400 buses just to sort of ferry people in from Essex and the surrounding areas to sort of get them into Brentwood and have that massive picnic.
I don't know if we're actually going to get that sort of okayed by the financial department, because
I've already done it, Ben, so it's not really a question of it. It's more of a... It's much easier to get forgiveness than permission, I always think, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about that off air, definitely. But I'm a bit concerned with your language, because you said the old record had stood for over 15 years, and then you said the venue where it was going to take place, the record attempt, as if it didn't actually take place.
Oh, you are such a pessimist, Ben. Let me tell you, the picnic not only took place, it happened.
Yeah.
And as I said, 22,232 was the record.
Yeah.
We had 23 people.
You had 23 people for a world record attempt. Well,
one of those was your dad as well, so...
Well, that has a lead...
He came down, which I thought was nice of him.
Really. It was nice of him, yeah.
He bought some sausage rolls, which was good.
Good, yeah. Well, that's alleviated my fears about hiring 400 buses, because I guess with 23 people you won't need more than one, which is a lot more manageable.
Your dad got on seven. He kept getting on all the different ones. He sort of ran into one. He was like, I could get on this one.
We didn't still hire 400 buses for 23 people. Surely you'd send some of them away and say they weren't required.
Yeah, but after your dad went on them. Your dad I don't know if you've spoken to him this evening. I understand he's very tired from getting on and off 400 buses.
Yeah, well, that could be some sort of weirdly unnecessary record attempt. But anyway, Scott, this is supposed to be talking about National Picnic Day. At least you and 23 people had a picnic then.
We did, and it turns out picnics are pretty terrible, really. You know, it's you have to carry the food with you that you've had to pack everything.
Yeah.
No running water out in the middle of a field.
Mm.
You end up sitting in a very uncomfortable position. Insects, Ben. Insects everywhere. When you're not in the Phoenix FM studios, the world is alive with insects. And we really did create quite a lot of rubbish. And turns out that the authorities get quite vexed about that. It's a lot of effort for very, very little reward.
Well, the reward was getting to feature on the airwaves again and bring it to us in a report, wasn't it? What food was available at this picnic, Scott? Because some picnics have all kinds of stuff. Chicken legs, salads, lovely cakes, you know, great drinks.
Yeah, we had a food that I've never really seen outside of a picnic sphere, which is quiche. And you know, we spent a lot of we had a lot of quiche, actually. Too much quiche, if I was thinking about it now.
Who brought the food then? Because you said my dad brought some sausage rolls. How was the food organised? I'm just interested.
There was 23 people. They all brought something, Ben. You know, they're good people at Brentwood. They make an effort, you know.
So you didn't supply any food yourself?
I supplied that. I really had sort of blown the budget on the buses, I think. I was hoping to sort of get, like, some fun-sized bounty bars or something, but, no, the buses really did sort of clean me out, really. So,
yeah,
definitely we'll need to get that back. But, yeah, and what was great is what we did manage to do, actually. We went to the DIY store, and they were sort of closing up, but we sort of broke in and stole quite a few of their tools, and a lot of their pickaxes we stole. So in many ways, if nothing else, we have had a wonderful picnicking time.
Yeah, I don't think you should be saying that too proudly.
I mean, when I say we, I meant other people that I saw and called the authorities about.
Good, yeah.
It wasn't me.
Obviously, yeah. Any DIY store that was involved.
Dad was barely involved. Any
DIY store that was involved will be listening to this broadcast interestedly, I would imagine, because that would count as evidence, what you've just intimated there.
Yeah. Yeah, would, actually,
lovely. Yeah. Okay, well, the picnic's over now. Did you have...
I mean, in metaphorically and literally, the picnic is over for Scott Fish. And yeah. I have to say, it was a good idea, poorly implemented by me. So, yeah, it was
well, at least bad. You can acknowledge that. I think we'll be a little bit clearer with exact instructions in the future and not leave it too open-ended. Because, I mean, I admire your efforts, but, you know, that will...
Just on a completely unrelated note... Is there any chance I could use your garage to park some buses this evening?
I'm afraid my garage is full with my fleet of luxury car. So, yeah, I couldn't fit one bus in it anyway. It's not big enough for that.
No, well, I've got some work to do then.
How have you still got 400 buses?
I haven't still got 400, Ben.
Right.
I sent quite a lot of them away.
Good, yeah, because hopefully...
Even having one bus is sort of one bus too many.
All I'm worried about is, you know, I would imagine hiring one reasonable-sized bus is going to get into the hundreds of pounds. And if you've got 400 of them, we're looking at quite...
You do get a decent discount, though.
Yeah, good. Well, and the ones that don't get used, obviously, we won't be paying for.
They all got used by your dad. He has really, really messed things up for the budget. Because they said if anyone gets on, that counts as used and you can't send it back. I had to try and sort of get him to calm down. I think just being out, eating outside really got him all excited.
Yeah, all I'm going to say, all that worries me, Scott, is your future reports may have to be reined in a little bit because, you know, we've sent you to the States a couple of times. You've been to Hungary, I'm aware of that. You've been all over the world roving for us.
Yeah. Not that hungry after all your dad's sausage rolls, so that was quite good.
Lovely, okay. Just before I let you go... we'll forget about picnics. It is, of course, also movie theatre day today, and
that
I've
set a seamless transition, Ben.
You
are genuinely one of the greatest DJs who do this slot.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. I'll take that as a review, actually. I've set my listeners the challenge, and listen carefully. Change one letter in a movie title and you could therefore change the whole plot of the movie. So if you could switch one letter in a movie title for a different letter, I wonder if you could think of anything vaguely amusing for us, Scott. I realise I'm putting you on the spot, but it's just...
No, that's fine. I've got a few ideas, actually, Ben. So
okay.
In third place, the vaguely amusing, I would say, From Desk Till Dawn. It's just about someone who has to work late, I think.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
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 My other one that I quite like, instead of the great film Roadhouse, you could just have Toad House.
And is that a house full of toads?
It's
basically
like an amphibian.
It could be a sequel or prequel to Wind in the Willows, even.
That's a genuinely brilliant idea.
Yeah.
But I think if I had to pick one sort of film titles, it probably would be, and this I think is quite a nice idea, Snacks on a Plane.
Fits in with your picnicking theme as well.
Exactly. You could have some quiche or sausage rolls or anything, you know.
Thank goodness you didn't hire 400 planes. That would have been a disaster, wouldn't it? You'd have needed a massive airfield.
That would be ridiculous, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Right, well, we'll let you go, Scott. Obviously, I like to give you the chance to introduce a song. We're going to have The Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies next, which is appropriate with what you've just been talking about.
It is indeed. So would you like me to introduce that now?
I'd love you to do that, Scott. Then I'd like you to come back with a receipt for all the buses, and then we can deal with the aftermath of that.
Okay, and the next song is from The Drifters, Saturday Night at the Movies. I'm going to go.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby.
to show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture we see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide. Can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're with your baby, last row in the balcony.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
For those of you worried about the station budget after Scott Fisher's last report, I have been on the phone very quickly to Johnson's Coaches of Brentwood, and they have agreed to waive some of the charges if I plug them on the air. So Johnson's Coaches of Brentwood, if you need coaches or buses for anything, get them from Johnson's Coaches. Johnson's Coaches. Right, that was the Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies. Thanks as ever to Scott Fish, our roving reporter, who may need slightly clearer instructions in the future or maybe better briefing as to what the budgetary requirements of his roving can involve. Anyway, if you've had a picnic today, hopefully you've enjoyed it. Hopefully you stayed out of the adverse weather. It was drizzling when I was in Brentwood earlier today, and I'm in Brentwood again now, and it's not drizzling, but it's very, very chilly. It's 10 to 11, it's the 23rd of April. Shall we do another little interlude? I think we should. Not a musical interlude, no. We're going to have some celebrity birthdays. Oh yes, we're going to do it right now. 23rd of April, who is celebrating today? Model Gigi Hadid is 29 today. From the royal family, Prince Louis is 6 today. That is the real royal family, not the TV show. Actor Dev Patel is 34, and fellow actor John Hannah is 62 today. US TV comedy star and host John Oliver is 47 today. Manchester City women's defender Steph Houghton is 36 today. Former Strictly pro dancer Brendan Cole is 48. And American documentary maker Michael Moore is 70 today. And nobody really has been able to absolutely confirm his birthday, but it is widely accepted that on the 23rd of April in 1564, one William Shakespeare was born as well. So very many happy returns to all those people. If you were born on the 23rd of April, happy birthday to you as well. Those were your celebrity birthdays. Unbelievably, and this may be a very rare thing, Shakespeare supposedly born on the 23rd of April and also passed away on the 23rd of April, what was thought to be his 52nd birthday. That must be very rare. Dying on the same day you were born. Still, yes, we will possibly be dealing with Shakespeare a little bit later on musically in the show, and we'll be dealing with Scott Fish later. Don't worry, there will be some kind of reprimand. He doesn't just get away with everything. Fortunately, I have been able to speak to Johnson's Coaches of Brentwood. If you need a coach or bus, go to Johnson's Coaches. Still plenty more to come in tonight's episode. We've got an hour and 7 minutes and 15 seconds from now. And we've got Prediction Master to feature, the intense debate to talk to you about. In fact, I'll probably talk to you about that after the next track. Loads more tracks to get in that all link to the ridiculous number of ridiculous holidays. English Language Day, Impossible Astronaut Day, International Nose Picking Day, Lover's Day, Movie Theatre Day, National Picnic Day, Spanish Language Day, Take a Chance Day, Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Of course, all week it's National Coin Week, and all month it's National Sports Eye Safety Month. Wowzers. Well, we're still dealing with lovers musically, so therefore, let's go to the Supermen Lovers.
FM.
Superman, Lovers and Starlight. Fantastic stuff. How are we almost an hour into the show that goes like this? I better start sharing with you some of the examples of movie titles with one letter changed for extra hilarity. Yes, Paul Milton has sent in a good one. Snowboat. That'd be good, wouldn't it? A musical all about a boat's trip into the Arctic Circle, maybe. Mark Reed has sent in, this is a lot less scary than the original, late 1970s, Are You Afraid to Get in the Water? Are we going to need a bigger boat? Well, look out for Jaws. Jaws. Rachel Willett suggested in the similar vein, Jews. I don't think either Jaws or Jews are as scary as Jaws, but there we go. Mark Reed also suggested E.G. I like that, not E.T. Just people giving lots of examples of things. E.G. Marvellous. Paul Saunders has done a great one. That you remember, you can only change one letter. Toe Shining. Not The Shining. Toe Shining. That is a very niche job, isn't it? Do you want your nails done? Do you want your toes shined while you're here? All right. Toe Shining, I like that. That's a very good one. And also from Paul Saunders, Sleeping Beastie. That could be a sequel to Beauty of the Beast. You know, he stays a beast and goes to sleep. And it's everything that happens while he's asleep. All the shenanigans that the rest of the house gets up to. Sleeping Beastie. I like that one. Plenty more to come as the show progresses. Remember, you can only change one letter in a movie title. See how much the plot would have to change. Still loving Beverly Hills Cow. Plenty more to come. Also, there's an intense debate going to be raging on the Twitterverse. And as well, Prediction Master will be back in the second hour of the show. Plenty of fabulous tracks as well. They're all linked to the variety of ridiculous holidays. It is Lover's Day. Enjoy your lover. Just like Liberty X have done with this track.
The drum beats go like this.